So there was nowhere that you could get ice cream anywhere in any of the, you know, extending towns. Yeah. So you know how far, how big Denver is. You'll hear, you know, later on about Denver. I went to an international and I held hands with the world and said the Lord's Prayer. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do that, that'll cure what ails you. And so I started doing that. We started doing that as a family from 1975 on. My mom, on the other hand, she was Miss America in 1950. And I found this out. I mean, I always knew that she was Miss America because she would always tell me, if you'd lose 10 pounds, you too could be Miss America, which is not really something that motivates a young girl to lose 10 pounds or to want to be Miss America. But I do know all about the, you know, tape and the Vaseline on your teeth and all that kind of stuff. And I just wasn't one of those girly girls. And so I just really resented her. And I, you know, for my whole life, until she died, I just thought she didn't care about who I was. She just wanted me to be a mini her. And then in my step work, I found out that here's the rest of the story, as that old radio show used to say. The rest of the story was, in 1950, there was a magazine called Look Magazine, and they used to do articles called A Day in the Life Of, and they decided to do A Day in the Life Of a beauty contestant. So they went to Wichita Falls, Texas, where my mom lived, and she was 10 feet tall and all legs and charisma out the wazoo, and she was an amazing character and, you know, loved by all. She wound up also getting sober in Alcoholics Anonymous. But at this point, she won, and so Look Magazine said, well, may we follow you to the state? So she went to state, and she won Texas, and then maybe we follow you to the Nationals. She went to the Nationals and she won Miss America. Literally the next morning after she had been crowned Miss America, the United States goes into war against Korea. And in the 50s, when the United States goes to war, everyone is behind the soldiers. There's no question. And so they came to her and said, we know that you would agree with us that it would be frivolous for us to have a cover story in Look Magazine about a beauty contestant when our soldiers are going to war. So they stripped the article. And then they also stripped, then the Miss America pageant decided, in honor of our soldiers, we're not going to have a Miss America this year. So that she got all of her prizes, but she got absolutely none of the notoriety. And she was 26 years old. She was just a baby. And as far as I know I never got a chance to talk to her about what that must have been like. But those kind of secret wounds that human beings hold, that live at the core of their disease, that make them do seemingly inhuman acts and make them appear to be unkind, thoughtless, abandoning parents. I just want to tell you that I really don't believe there's anyone in this room who is at the core bad. And I think that's the secret of what lives in the program of the steps, is knowing that only in the fourth step does it tell me to, you know, it kind of meets me where I am. I'm at a weakness at the fourth step, where it asks me to do a moral inventory, because all I know is good and bad. But the secret that happens after I've written it down with a sponsor is that in five, my sponsor tells me, actually, there's not a good pile and a bad pile. There's just one pile. We're all here together. And there are some exact natures of some of the wrongs that I'd like to introduce you to. So, you know, back in 1977, I have to say that Al-Anon was not a publishing company as it is now. It's a publishing, what is it, warehouse. There was only How Al-Anon Works and the Big Book. So don't mean to offend anybody, but I can't change my past. I learned Al-Anon through the Big Book. And the Big Book does live in the foyer of the World Service Organization as a gift from AA. And that's my roots. So that's the way I worked the steps, and that's the way my sponsor